Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Chris Johnston, who covers the Leafs for The Athletic, is at Locker Cleanout, among other reporters, but I just saw his tweet on Mitch Marner. You tell me how you read this. You ready? Josh, ready for this? This is Mitch Marner today in Locker Cleanout. Mitch Marner asked if he wants to be a Maple Leaf next year. Here's his quote. "I've always loved my time here, loved being here." That is saying a million words without saying a million words. Is it not?
That's he's saying everything in the past tense. He said all the stuff in past tense in the post game too.
Mitch Marner, when asked if he wants to be a Maple Leaf next year, quote, "I've always loved my time here, loved being here." I think that's a goodbye. I think that's a goodbye from Mitch Marner. He also said he hasn't had a chance to discuss his future with his wife since the Leafs season ended. He spoke fondly of his time in Toronto and expressed disappointment how the season ended, but he didn't say he wanted to be back. Didn't say he said he wanted to leave, but didn't say he wanted to be back. Okay. Mitch Marner. So, real quick on this tush push, because I've teased it and I want to bring it up. The new language from how Green Bay is apparently proposing the tush push ban. The new language apparently is kind of going back to what the rule was before 2006. And I brought this up several times before. When I was growing up, you could never push a runner forward, ever. You also could not pull a runner from, he's running forward. He's going, he's at the 30, he's at the 20, he's at the 10. You can't take him from the 10 to the 5 by pulling him. Right, as an offensive lineman, as a receiver, as a tight end blocking for him. You can't do that. It's never been a part of the game. I've never liked it. It shouldn't be a part of the game. That rule kind of just mysteriously went off the books. No one ever even enforced it. And apparently the rule was because, the reasoning was, because officials kind of couldn't see it happening the right way with these piles of players and you got these big piles and guys pushing forward. So they said, let's just kind of get rid of it. Okay? I've never liked it. When the tush push came in, I never liked that either. Like, I just never, it never has sat well with me, this particular play. The way it looks in football should not be a part of football to me. I get why teams do it. The argument is, you don't like it, stop it. But it's not about safety. Yes, I know that there's a lot of that out there. Sean McDermott's talked about it, competition committee. That's never been it for me. It's not about a team having an advantage or being really good at it, team being bad at it, anything like that. In fact, the Buffalo Bills are amazing at it. They're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, actually, over Philadelphia. I know that the Bills, it did not work out for them in the AFC Championship game. I get it. But the Bills are great at it. They have this quarterback who's perfect for it. I don't like the play. I don't think the play has a spot in football. I am all for the ban of the tush push. It's not because I'm for the ban of the tush push. I am for going back to the way football had the rule written, which should still be a rule, which is you can't push someone forward. And you can't pull someone forward. I don't like it. I just think it's not part of the game. Has nothing to do with the Eagles. Has nothing to do with the AFC Championship game. It's just something that I believe in football. So that's my thought on it. I would like to see it go away because I think we should start penalizing teams and always should have been penalizing teams for putting your hands on someone and pushing them forward. Or for going around the other way and grabbing them and pulling them forward, which actually is probably even like worse. But to me, it's the same. It's the same. Can't push, can't pull. To me, it's not being the tush push. It's stop pushing and pulling. That's what it is. It's football. And it's never had, to me, never been a part of what they should really allow. So that's where I fall on that. And I always have. The new rule proposal is proposing a 10-yard penalty for any offensive teammate pushing or pulling a ball carrier anywhere on the field. There you go. And I know, like, there's a lot of people who talk about the league, watch the league, cover the league, who are like, you're just taking away a fun aspect of it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't think you are. I think you're making it more challenging for an offensive player to gain yards. I mean, everything else designed to help the offense. Here's one that actually gives back to the defense a little bit. Let them tackle somebody without someone else 300-pound lineman pushing them. Let them tackle somebody without some dude grabbing them from the front of his jersey and pulling them forward. Why should that be allowed? Let the defensive guy make a tackle. And if he can't, he can't. That's the way I look at it. We also have a rule that's being talked about to maybe tweak the onside kick setup zone for the receiving team. So it actually could result in more onside kick recoveries, which I'm all for as well, because you don't get that anymore. We should have something in place in football that allows a team that's down that just scored to try to get the ball back a little bit easier. And I know you can do onside kicks now, but they're so hard. And they used to be a lot, not easy, but at least more doable and gettable. But then, of course, there were a lot of, you got these guys running at each other full speed and just cleaning each other's clocks, and that was never good. So I understand why they went away from it. We'll see how all this goes down at the NFL owners' meetings. Who is fired up for Rick Smits and Reggie Miller against John Starks and Charles Oakley? Woo! I am. Oh, wait. No, that was the 1990s. That's what I think about when I think about the 1990s Pacers and Knicks. And when I think about Pacers and Knicks, I mean, I think about the 1990s. I think about some really incredible series they had. Seriously. And I'm not saying this in a joking or jest way. Like, it was fun. Pacers, Knicks, Bulls, a little bit of the Pistons. Like, it was fun around that time. Pistons were a little before that, but they still had their moment, right? Sprinkling a couple other teams here and there, but it was really Knicks, Bulls, Pacers in the 90s, most of the 90s, for me, growing up. It was great. And the atmosphere at Madison Square Garden with Spike Lee, Reggie Miller, and those three-pointers he hit with just like, 10, 15 seconds left of the game and the steal, another three. He's doing the choke sign to Spike Lee. It was great. And the Knicks were kind of bullies with the way they would play a little bit. And Charles Oakley, like, you did not want to go near that dude. When you're going in for a layup, you had an uncontested. Yeah, Rick Smits. Tall, kind of goofy-looking center, but he was good. He could play. Would lead the team in scoring sometimes.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Reggie. He was fun. He was polarizing. So, when I saw Knicks Pacers, right? And I'm not a Knicks fan, but it is fun to watch them. They're a fun... The NBA is so much better when the Knicks are good and Madison Square Garden is rocking, and I am not a Knicks fan. I actually like the Pacers. Like, I think the way they play now with Halliburton and that group, I like them a lot. It's going to be a fun series. But when I think about it, like today I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh man, this is cool, right? Knicks, Pacers, it just brought me back to my 20s in... I guess early 30s, right? But it just brought me back to the 1990s and what it was like in the Eastern Conference. And I went on YouTube and I'm like, I got to watch like the beginning or some of these games. And I ran across the 1994 Game 7 at MSG open between the Knicks and the Pacers. I think it was at MSG. I have to go back and look to make sure. But either way, yes, wait, 2 in New York, 2 in Indiana. What? Yeah, I think it was MSG. 1994, Game 7, NBA on NBC intro. Here's Bob Costas. This is 2 minutes worth your time.
They call it the NBA's second season. In truth, it is the real season. And tonight, only one team can earn the remaining invitation to the NBA Finals. The Knicks were supposed to get there, and they started out that way, taking the first two at home. But when Indiana responded in kind at Market Square, the series began to take shape, tied at 2. Still, it lacked artistry. It lacked theater. Game 5 changed that. Game 5 and Reggie Miller. The tension and drama continued through the Knicks' revival in Game 6. Pacers in their 98th game, 48 minutes from an unexpected achievement. And the Knicks, in this, the 100th game of a grinding season, 48 minutes from what they were merely expected to do. 48 minutes, beginning now.
Is the NBA on NBC.
And there it is. There it is. How about that? That was cool, wasn't it? That's cool. Bob Costas, what a great storyteller. You want to hear something? We played this before. If you ever want to hear something, go back and listen to Bob Costas, the intro to the Notre Dame-Florida State game in like 94, I think it was. It's unbelievable. It's great.
He was on a tear in 94.
I think it was that year. But he was everything. He was everything in that time period for NBC. Real quick, let's go to Mike in South Buffalo. Hi, Mike. You're on WGR.
Yeah, Sal, you do great work. You couldn't be more wrong on the tush push, though.
Okay.
Football is a game of blocking and attempting to not get blocked. Like, the football's related to rugby and Aussie rules football. They're like cousins. And pushing a pile of guys is like the essence of, maybe it's because you were a receiver and then I played in high school, I was a lineman. Like, that's the meat and potatoes of what football should be. Snap the ball.
Yeah, block people. That means you could go from behind them and grab their butt and keep pushing them. That's a difference. Just because they're cousins doesn't mean all the rules have to be the same, by the way.
No, I hear you. In the rule, I just think this is a rule that's wrong.
Did you ever complain about it before 2006?
They didn't really call the penalty much. So I wasn't, you know, like, that's part of the reason I think they did away with it from recent stuff I've heard. I like it. What about pulling him forward?
Just running up, grabbing his jersey and yanking him forward. That should be allowed?
To me, pulling is a little weird. It's closer to what a face mask looks like, and I don't know if I think that's appropriate. I don't think you should be able. It should be similar to when you block an opponent, you can't hold them. So I don't think you should be able to grab his shoulder pads or his jersey and yank him. But if you can get your arms in a spot and move his body, that's
like
hug him, moving the ball in the body. Yeah, hug him. You know, like act like you're blocking him. Like in the rules, they call it blocking either side. But
I don't agree with you. I think blocking is fine. And somebody tweeted me and said, so you don't think a running back now that's in a pile should be keep moving? No. That's fine. That's blocking forward and everybody's just going and going and going. What I'm talking about is when you see a running back in a pile, let's say, at this person's example, and someone runs in and literally pushes the guy, puts his hands on him directly to push him forward, I don't think that should be allowed. It wasn't allowed for many, 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 many years in football.
Yeah, I think it's a team game, and the defense can tackle as a team, and the offense should be able to advance as a team.
Okay, that's fine. I'll give you one counter, Mike, and I appreciate the phone call here that someone brought up at the last owners' meetings. If that's the case, then why don't you let the defense line up over the center and everybody just kind of push forward? That's illegal, actually. Like on a extra point or something. Can't do that. Can't, you know? I mean, they're not getting their turn at it. So, just interesting stuff. Good call. I'm not with you on that. This is something that was a part of football for decades and decades and decades, and then they allowed it. And I don't think they should have. I'd like to go back to when it wasn't allowed. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show and wrap things up.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.